booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Deborah Valentine with your news, sports, business, traffic, and weather. Here's everything you need to know.
The top five at five.
A kindergarten student, like, it's just really, I'm just shaking.
A six-year-old Bronx student surprised to find a loaded handgun inside of his bag. Control of Congress still up in the air in Arizona. Carrie Lake 100% confident of emerging victorious as governor. A judge blocks the president's controversial student debt forgiveness plan. The White House promising an urgent appeal. Wall Street has its best day in more than 2 years following a report showing inflation's cooling. Twitter in danger of collapse as owner Elon Musk issues a dire warning to remaining employees. A six-year-old boy found a loaded .380 handgun around 8:25 a.m. yesterday morning inside his bag at Boys Prep Bronx Elementary School in the Melrose section of the Bronx. That child told a school official who then called police. Detectives interviewed adults at the school and the boy's family. Parents spoke to ABC 7.
I just came right away and picked him up. Like, I didn't even want him here a minute longer. Like, it's just scary.
It is shocking. It's like, wow. You never thought it'd be so close to home.
Police are now looking into just how that gun got into that boy's backpack. Meanwhile, a 14-year-old at Brooklyn Collegiate also facing four weapons charges after bringing an unloaded 9-millimeter firearm to his school in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. School safety agents were told the boy was spotted on social media displaying a firearm on a rap video the day before. 3 days after Tuesday's midterm elections, control of Congress hangs in the balance. Races in three states, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, haven't been called. Georgia, of course, heading to a special election December 9th. Trump supporters, Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate for governor of Arizona, remains 100% confident she will defeat Democratic candidate Katie Hobbs for the governor's seat. Here's Lake on Fox Business.
Well, they count ballots real slow here in Arizona. We're going to fix that. Yes, we feel very confident. We know we're going to win. And the question is, how big will the margin be?
Former President Donald Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen is center stage in Arizona, which has played a starring role in conspiracy theories. With a 500,000 votes left to be counted, Lake trails Hobbs by a little more than 25,000 votes. In the Nevada U.S. Senate race, with 88% of the vote in, Republican Adam Laxalt leads Democratic Senator incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto by one percentage point. A U.S. judge in Texas on Thursday blocked President Joe Biden's plan to provide millions of borrowers with up to $20,000 apiece in federal student loan forgiveness. A federal appeals court in St. Louis is also considering a separate lawsuit by six states challenging what the president signed into law without congressional approval, by the way. District Court Judge Mark Pittman, an appointee of former President Donald Trump based in Fort Worth, Texas, said the program usurped the power of Congress to make laws. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had put the forgiveness plan on hold until October 21st when it considered an effort by the states of Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Arkansas, and South Carolina to block the program.
My campaign for president, I made a commitment. I made a commitment that would provide student debt relief, and I'm honoring that commitment today. Using the authority Congress granted the Department of Education, we will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000.
The cancellation applies to federal student loans used to attend undergraduate and graduate school, along with Parent PLUS loans. Well, Wall Street had its very best day Thursday in more than 2 years. It followed a report showing inflation in the U.S. eased to 7.7% last month, more than expected. That is down from a yearly high of 8.5%. The S&P surging 5.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose some 1,200 points, and the Nasdaq Composite packed what could be a year's worth of gains into one day by roaring 7.4% higher. Prices jumped for everything from metals to European stocks as investors took the data as a sign that the worst of high inflation may finally be easing, though analysts cautioned it's still premature to declare that with certainty. Even Bitcoin clawed back some of its steep plunge from prior days caused by the crypto industry's latest crisis of confidence. Well, a dire prediction from Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk. He warned employees Thursday to brace for difficult times ahead that might end with a collapse of the social media platform if new revenue streams aren't found. Musk laid off some 3,700 employees last week. Top executives and Twitter's board got the axe last week as well. Musk called his first all-hands meeting Thursday afternoon, and before that, many were relying on the billionaire Tesla CEO's public tweets for clues about Twitter's future.
Like, our goal with Twitter is, like, how do we get 80% of America? Maybe not, like, the sort of far left and the far right, but and maybe we don't want them necessarily, but how do we get 80% of the public to join a digital town square and voice their opinion and exchange ideas and maybe once in a while change their minds?
Musk has also ordered employees to stop working from home and show up at the office.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.